Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the president. And yes, we're talking about him again. You want to know why? Because every day there's something. Every single day the doomsday clock inches forward a few seconds. And living on the West Coast makes it even scarier because we always wake up wondering what fresh hell has gone down already. He's had a 3-hour head start on lighting the fuse to Armageddon. Recently, the president held a press conference where he disputed logic and math. Talking about his national security advisor, Michael Flynn, who retired after 24 days, in excruciatingly long 24 days, Trump said the intelligence leaks that revealed Russian connections were criminal, but the news about them was fake. Anything he doesn't like gets labeled fake news. He's jumped on the phrase like an old dog with a new chew toy. Arr, arr, arr. Fake news, fake news. He repeats it so much he runs the risk of becoming known as the fake news president. Pretty soon, we won't need the news in that phrase. He continually holds the press to a standard he refuses to live up to. Said he had more electoral votes than anybody since Reagan. Which is true only if you don't include Clinton, George H.W. Bush, or Obama. 3 of the 4 presidents since Reagan. When a reporter pointed out the discrepancy, T-Rump said, well, that's what someone told me. He went on to call his administration a finely tuned machine, which certainly sounds better than out of control dumpster fire, but might perhaps be a tad less accurate. Whatever kind of machine he's talking about, you don't want any kids around it. T-Rump also says he knows stuff that nobody else does. Can't imagine what it might be, but fairly certain we can rule out anything algebraically based. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.